Welcome to another edition of Kingdom Keys with your host, Dan Hain, brought to you by DHMissions.com. We know you'll be blessed as you listen to today's broadcast. This is Dan Hain. I'm glad you joined us today. We're going to continue with our series based upon my book, Keys to Your Future, Going Beyond the Veil to Discover Purpose. This book is available from all retail book outlets, including Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com. If you need more information concerning Keys to Your Future or other resources that will be helpful to you, we invite you to visit our website at www.dhmissions.com. Today we're going to look at two things to keep in mind to make sure that what is coming into focus concerning our purpose is really coming from God. The first thing to keep in mind is to be looking for peace. Isaiah 26:3 in today's English version says, "You, Lord, give perfect peace to those who keep their purpose firm and put their trust in you." Isaiah is telling us that if we remain steady and committed to fulfilling our purpose, God will keep us in complete peace. In Ephesians 4, verse 1, Paul tells us to run down the road on which God has called us to travel. And then in Ephesians 4, verse 3, he tells us to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. So what's going on here is when we experience peace, we will know that we are in unity with the Holy Spirit concerning following our calling. This unity with the Holy Spirit will cause us to have peace no matter what our circumstances are. So when we hit a storm, staying in unity with the Holy Spirit will cause us to be able to maintain our course. The second thing to keep in mind when we are pursuing our calling is to look for life. We need to ask ourselves if we are doing things that bring life or inspiration to ourselves and others. In John 6, verse 63, Jesus said, "The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life." So when Jesus speaks to us, we will come alive because his words contain life. Remember, when we pursue our calling, always look for peace and life. We have to go now, but join us again next time when we will cover more insights from my book, Keys to Your Future. We hope that this edition of Kingdom Keys has been encouraging to you. For more information or resources, we invite you to visit our website at www.dhmissions.com, where you can find books, MP3 audio downloads, videos, prayers, and articles that will help you discover and release God's kingdom into your life. Be blessed, and see you next time right here on Kingdom Keys.